almost three decades, have been a member of Magnificat, a ministry for Catholic women. You've served the leadership of your chapter, regional, national levels. Wow. So yes. Tell us about Magnificat in general. Clearly, this is something that means a lot to you, or otherwise you would not have put three decades of dedication into it. So what is it about Magnificat that has blessed you? And maybe you can give a little overview of what it's all about to people who are maybe learning about it for the first time.
Well, Magnificat is a ministry to Catholic women, and it ministers to Catholic women that are in and out of the renewal. You know, when we go to conferences, charismatic conferences, we come out with a need for more, more. We learn to listen. We learn to see our Lord as he is alive. And we search for him. And the Magnificat, I mean, I just stepped into it by actually by mistake. Mm-hmm. But I stepped into it back in 1995 or 1999, and it was exactly what I was looking for. But Magnificat's objectives are to live out the ministry of Mary, Mary visiting Elizabeth in her time of need, and to help Catholic women to open more and more to the Holy Spirit for a deeper commitment of their lives to Jesus as Lord. And, you know, that is amazing. When you open yourself up to the Holy Spirit, it's like you are never alone. Never have a boring day. Never feel that I am alone, even if I'm the only person in the house for a whole week, because the Holy Spirit and Jesus are alive and they're present. So we also provide opportunities to foster the growth in holiness, such as retreats, Bible studies, Life in the Spirit seminar. We hosted the Life in the Spirit seminar back in 2023, and we had over 140 people show up. Mm. When in most of the Life in the Spirit seminars, you might get 30 or 40 people show up. But it was amazing. It was so Spirit-filled. And we're looking to host another one, bringing our sisters from the Disciples of Our Lord Jesus Christ to assist. And we also sponsor the Magnificat meal. Now, we're supposed to have four meals per fiscal year, but we are doing more like three. And after COVID, we went down to even like two. But it's picking back up. And a lot of the chapters all over the world, you know, had the same problems as we did, like running out of money and trying to build our funds so that we can host Magnificat. And another thing with Magnificat is we do a spiritual adoption of priests and seminarians. So there's a lot of prayer. There's priests that we meet that we just secretly adopt them. And of course we let them know we're praying for them, but we continue to pray, you know, as Mary would, because she loves her priests. She's the one that calls them, and the seminarians as well. But that's another objective of Magnificat, and also encouraging the women to grow in holiness through daily prayer, through realization of the personal love of God, through knowledge and the love of Jesus Christ, commitment to him as Lord, experiencing the presence and the power of the Spirit, and opening and being open to all his gifts. And I know that can be scary to some, mm-hmm. but being open to his gifts is actually living the life that he wants us to live.
Yeah, Marian, you mentioned about your particular chapter, Our Lady, the Most Blessed Sacrament chapter there in mm-hmm. Grapevine. And can you give us an idea of how vast Magnificat is? Perhaps how many chapters? Is it nationwide, worldwide? Well, how big of an organization is it?
Well, it's worldwide. It's worldwide. We're in a lot of states. We've started over 100 chapters, and we are in Africa. We have in the diocese of Maseka, I think it is in Africa. We have a chapter there. We have chapters in Aruba, Dutch West Indies. We have three chapters in Canada, in three different dioceses. We're in Malta. We're in Poland, and we're in Trinidad, Tobago, and we're also in the West Indies. So
oh, wow.
we're like all around the world.
Have you traveled any of these places around the world to help set up? Are you at that level of the organization, or do you kind of stay in Texas?
I kind of stay in Texas. I have not traveled out. They did have a group of ladies that went out for the first time to the islands. I think they went on a cruise and went to the Caribbean and visited our chapters there. But no, I have not been out yet. I would love to, because I hear that, oh my gosh, the praise and worship in these chapters like Africa, Trinidad. I mean, because we gather every other year, the leaders from the chapters will come somewhere in the United States, and our next one's going to be in New Orleans, I believe. And the leaders will come, at least two from each chapter will come. And I tell you what, the music from Africa and Trinidad, the ladies that come are so spirit-filled. I mean, they just spontaneously lead us in praise and worship without even.
Yeah, I bet they do. That must be quite, you know, it's already the Holy Spirit's there, but when they show up and they bring their natural gifts of enthusiasm, I can imagine that. That's pretty amazing. My guest is Mary Trevino. She's coordinator of the Our Lady of the Most Blessed Sacrament chapter of Magnificat. They are going to have a Magnificat prayer meal on Saturday, March 28th, 9 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at the Hilton Garden Inn, 785 State Highway 121 in Louisville. And if you want to get a ticket, Mary's going to be the speaker that day, 214-868-5559. You can also, there's a QR code, but that doesn't normally translate very well on radio, but Magnificat Grapevine, Texas chapter. You can mail your check to 3300 DePaul Drive, Denton, 76210. I'll repeat that at the end of the interview. Mary, I know back in the day, as long as I've been in Catholic radio, which has been over 20 years, I've always worked with Magnificat, and I think you know, and certainly with you and some of the other ladies. And I know that every now and then y'all let the men in. And so the times that I've been to these, the thing that I come away with is you really do a lot in 3.5 hours. There's a lot going on. Mm-hmm. You've got the music, the talk, the meal, prayer teams. Yeah, you know, there's just a whole lot. So to talk about maybe how those 3.5 hours will be spent on the 28th, if you would.
Okay. And about the men, we never turn men away.
Okay.
We will always have men in our ministry. And just to say that my husband helps me a great deal. And he sets up, we have screens, we have a lot of technical equipment. So, and then we have a few men in the band as well. So no, men are welcome. It is a ministry to Catholic women, but no, it's, yeah.
All right. That's good to know. That's good to know.
Yes. Now, what was your question?
But just about all the things that go on in those three and a half hours, the various parts of the event.
Okay. So we will start with a decade of the rosary and a welcoming to all the wonderful ladies. Just try to welcome and put them at ease. Of course, we have our meal. We have our spiritual advisor, which is Tom Bates. Deacon Tom Bates is our spiritual advisor. He will give a mini teaching. And we have a praise and worship. And our praise and worship is amazing. We have had so many healings during our praise and worship. It's not just a praise and worship. It is a healing praise and worship. I had a lady once that called me and she said, I went to Magnificat and I was wondering why the lights were turned off. She said, on my drive over there, it was cloudy and I walk in and the building's lights are off. And she said, when the praise and worship started, the lights came on. And she mentioned to the lady next to her, well, I'm glad they finally turned the lights on. And the lady told her the lights have been on all this time. But she said she received a healing. That she said she had been under a cloud. And she said that it was actually sunny outside and not cloudy, but she had been under a depression and her depression lifted.
Praise God.
Our praise and worship are healing. And of course, we have our wonderful speakers that share their testimony. We have words of knowledge that are shared during the praise and worship. We have our prayer ministers who are amazing. The Lord will communicate what he wants the ladies to hear, and we'll receive scriptures. We will receive words of knowledge. Like I said, healing. It's just amazing. And our band is amazing. Of course, I do have two children of my own in the band, mm-hmm. but we have a band, and they are just amazing. They're spirit-filled and amazing. And of course, after the testimony, we do have a commitment prayer. And after the meal, we have prayer groups, and we have a confession. We have priests that will come and hear confession. So it's just an amazing time.
Yeah. And I want to give a little bit of a preview of what you'll be speaking about, because I've got in the brochure here a little, teaser of your talk. And it says, Mary will share her powerful testimony of how God intervened to save her first child from abortion. So let's talk about that part first, because I know there's another part to it as well. So can you give us maybe just even a little thumbnail sketch of those circumstances in your life and what God did to bring about this beautiful life?
Sure. My husband and I, we've been married 52 years. But before the 52 years, we had 6 years of being boyfriend girlfriend, which we started pretty early in our lives, 10 and 11. It's in West Texas where we grew up. But no, we were very, very, very blessed. Let's just say a one-time experience led to my child, a pregnancy. Mm-hmm. And of course, I grew up in the country. I guess it didn't matter where you grew up at that time, but there wasn't any teaching in our schools about the body. And my mom was very conservative. She never spoke to us about anything. But as far as that, and of course, I got pregnant, but I didn't know. I was so naive. I really didn't know it was a pregnancy until I did call a number that I heard some girls mentioning of a doctor who would take care of tissue. And I did call that. And of course, he assured me it was nothing but tissue, but getting there and finding out that that was not the case. But so we had an angel that showed up and just kind of saved my son. And actually, to say, a lady from Lubbock, Texas, listened to my testimony back in, I think it was 1998 or 99, but she talked to me afterwards and she said, I moved over here from Lubbock, Texas, and I want you to know that that lady you're speaking about that walked in and intervened shows up every year and saves a lot of babies' lives, and nobody ever sees her coming or leaving.
So you think it may actually be an angel? Is that what you're guessing?
Well, I can say that she was all dressed in white.
Now, did you say that you and Manny started dating when you were 10 and 11?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Right.
And so your son, is his name also Manny, your son, or what's his name?
Stephen,
that's Steve. Right. Okay. Stephen is the one who was born. And is he in the band?
Yes, he is. He leads the band. Yeah.
So it must be, I'm sure he's heard the testimony 1,000 times, but it must warm his heart to hear, the story of his own, being brought into life. So let me go back to this because I'm curious. So it was a woman in white, and you don't know who it was, and they say that she shows up. So you think this was something supernatural that happened. It wasn't just somebody that just happened to be walking by and helping you. Can you give any more details about what did the woman say or do to save the baby?
Sure. I would love to, because I know a lot of ladies, will not be able to make it. But no, she walked in. I was prepped. I was ready on the gurney, on the table. And she walked in a nurse's outfit from the hat down to the white stockings, hose, the whole thing. And I mean, the skin white as her outfit. Just walked in. I was amazed by her and just glided through. For some reason, I had two doors to the room that I was in. And she came in one, glided through, walked out through the other side, and left me with a little accordion style that was probably 2 inches by 2 inches. I opened it, and it had the growth of an embryo, of a baby.
Okay.
And it was at that point that I realized, and of course, it would go through my mind, am I pregnant, am I not? And the abortionist assured me that it was tissue that was blocking. He never said anything about a baby. But no, when I saw that, I jumped up, jumped out of there, and of course, getting my clothes on, and then the abortionist walks out and is demanding that I get back on that table. And of course, I never did. I was, for the very first time, I spoke back to an adult. Our parents, you know, grounded that in us not to ever speak back to an adult or be rude. But for the very first time, and he must have been over 6 feet, and I was probably like 4'11".
And you were probably a teenager at that stage?
I was 17 years old.
17, okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's amazing.
Right. And, you know, my grandmother always said, don't ever kiss a guy because you will get pregnant. She was the one that, so we, it was like the last maybe 6 months or probably not even a year of our being boyfriend-girlfriend that we actually held hands and kissed.
Yeah.
And then just one night just went a little bit too far. but God, you know, God just brings the good out of the bad. He is so wonderful. He is so much alive in us that he brought so much goodness through Steve, my son. And we could see the hand on him and our three children, because we had three children by the time we were 21. And we went to church. We never skipped church. Now, they would sit by themselves at the front pew because my husband and I were always in choir. And they were at the very front where they could keep an eye on us and we could keep an eye on them. And they never misbehaved. They were such good children. And Stephen, at the age of 4, started playing piano.
Mm.
But Yeah.
That's great. I know there's a lot more details to it, and everybody can hear it in its entirety, that story, amazing story. March 28th at the Hilton Garden Inn in Louisville. This is the Magnificat Prayer Meal with Speaker Mary Trevino. She is coordinator of the Our Lady of the Most Blessed Sacrament chapter of Magnificat. And we just have a couple of minutes remaining. And Mary, if you want to give a little bit of a tease of another part of your story, and that has to do with baptism of the Holy Spirit that happened to you in 1995. Can you give us a tiny preview of that part of your life story?
Yes. So I went to a mission. I heard about a mission in Grapevine of, you know, church of all places. And there was a missionary, the late Father Fred Underwood. So the first 2 days, it might have been like 40, 50 people. The third day, it was a healing day. There was like 500 people, maybe a lot of people. And I had never seen this before. So he, to me, weird-looking priest, because he was up there on the altar talking to what I thought to myself at that time. What does he think? He thinks he's communicating with God. You know, that was my thought, because he did keep on talking to the Holy Spirit, to Jesus, throughout the Mass. And my thought was, what's wrong with him? He thinks Jesus is, you know, there and alive. And then during the healing service, of course, he called people to go up. I sent all my children ahead of me to see what would happen to them, because everyone was resting in the Spirit. He didn't have to touch anyone. Everyone would line up around the rail, and he's just coming by saying, thank you, Jesus, and everyone was going out. All my children rested in the Spirit, and then, of course, I went up. I didn't know what to ask for. He said, ask for anything. Ask for anything and Jesus will do it for you. And of course, I had this thing going on for like 20 years. And when I thought about asking, the thought was, no, don't ask. But I ended up asking for healing and closed my eyes, did what he said, and the Holy Spirit came upon me. I didn't even feel when he was in front of me, but that just a bolt of heat went through my body and I was out.
Mm.
It was so amazing. And, you know, the best gift, I think, well, I received a lot of wonderful gifts, but the gift of courage and the gift of boldness, I would never speak in front of people. I was so shy. I always wanted to blend in with the room, no matter what room I was in. I would sit at the very back. But he gave me a gift of courage and a gift of boldness. And he's just so amazing, so much a part of my daily life. It's just so amazing.
Yeah, praise God.
I tell my children, when the day comes, when Momo, that's what they call me, Momo, goes to heaven, do not be sad, because I am going to be so happy. And I let them know I'm going to be praying for them.
Yeah.
And be really happy.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's a beautiful story, Mary. Thank you for sharing it with us. We do have to wrap this up, but I want to invite all women. And like she said, they're not going to turn men back, but this is a ministry to women primarily. But the event is going to be Saturday, March 28th, 9 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Hilton Garden Inn in Louisville. And this is the Magnificat prayer meal with speaker Mary Trevino. And if, you know, she just gave a little bit of a snapshot of what she'll be talking about on that day. If you want to get a ticket, they're $35 each, and you can either call 214-868-5559, or you can mail a check to Magnificat Grapevine, Texas Chapter, 3300 DePaul Drive, DePaul Drive, Denton, Texas, 76210. And Mary, I got to wrap it up, but thank you very much for your time, and I hope many, many will show up on and will buy their ticket and then show up on March 28th for this beautiful event. Thanks for your time, Mary. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Dave. It was a delight. Thank you.
All right. This has been the interview of the week here on the Guadalupe Radio Network. Thank you to Sebastian for running the board today. I don't say that very often. Sebastian's one of our wonderful volunteers, and we appreciate him, and we appreciate you listening. Have a great rest of your weekend. God bless you.
Join the Guadalupe Radio Network for our first charathon of the year, March 23rd through the 28th from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. each day. The theme is The Great Reset of 2026, resetting our minds in the heart of Christ. Be inspired as we come together to renew our faith and support the programming that uplifts and strengthens our Catholic community every day. The number to call is 800-476-3311, or you can give online at grnonline.com. Tune in, call in, and be a part of The Great Reset with Guadalupe Radio Network.
Thanks for joining us this week for the interview of the week here on the Guadalupe Radio Network. We are broadcasting all across North Texas. Actually, a potential listenership of this program of about 8 million people, 8 million souls can listen to this. We haven't got them all to tune in at the same time yet, but we're working on it. And this is an opportunity for us to introduce you to folks who are doing great things in the local Catholic world about events that are coming up. And this next 25 minutes or so, I'm very excited because we're going to be talking about the Christ Child Society, and I have on the line with me Jamie Horning, who serves as president of the Christ Child Society DFW. You can find out more about them on their website, ChristChildSocietyDFW.org. And I do want to thank Maribel Davis, because she was my first point of contact. She is the marketing chairperson for an event that they're having a week from today on Saturday, March 28th. It's going to be a skeet shoot called Polling for Kids at the North Lake Shooting Sports in North Lake, Texas. We'll tell you more about that and how you can get involved. But first off, I just want to learn more about Christ Child Society and what it's all about. It is an apostolate of the Diocese of Fort Worth, so that'll get us started. And Jamie Horning, thanks so much for joining us. I'm excited to hear more about your organization. Thank you.
And thank you for the opportunity. It's really appreciated. So I'll just kind of dig in a little bit and tell you a little bit about our mission. So our mission nationally, and we're one of 44 chapters nationally, is to improve the lives of children through literacy promotion, child and family empowerment, basic needs provision, and community service. Our programs are designed to meet local community needs as we see a need and fill it. And our founder was Servant of God, Mary Virginia Merrick, and she coined that term, see a need and fill it. And again, what we do is we are associated in apostolate of the Fort Worth Diocese, as David has mentioned. That's a big territory we cover. And we do things like literacy events at local schools, including St. Rita's. We've got something coming up there. So we try to give away free books, tutor students as needed, provide family engagement events. So generally they are things like we read a book and a craft and we want the whole family involved. We do community services. We provide a lot of needs out there through foster care comfort bags. We administer a giving tree at St. Philip's to gather donations in kind. And then we provide basic needs services such as our best example of our need, and it's nationwide, is we provide infant layettes to new mothers. We supply hygiene kits to kids in schools, provide snack bags, provide teen bags. And this is at Petey Place, which is kind of a Louisville Denton based. And then we deliver meals through a Kids Eat Free summer program with CCA, which again is based up here in Denton County.
Mm.
Wow. Any other questions you have for me?
Yeah, no. Thank you for that introduction. I'm shocked that I have not heard of you. I know you told me before we started the interview that your national president said it's a best-kept secret around, and I hope she doesn't mind us doing this broadcast, because it's going to be a little less of a secret now that we get the word out. But that's really an amazing work that y'all do, and I'm so delighted that we're able to bring attention to it. Now, this is a national organization. If you run the Fort Worth chapter, how many chapters are there across the country?
Okay. No, thank you. There's 44 chapters. And again, we think about they're in major cities. And again, Servant of God, Mary Virginia Merrick, she lived in Washington, D.C. in the late 1800s. So Christchurch Society, again, very, very much like our national president says, a well-kept secret, but she would like it to be an often told tale. So 5,000 members, 44 chapters, 19 states. They give away millions of diapers, as you can tell through something like a layup program. We're about 8 years old, and again, the Fort Worth, concentrating mainly in the Fort Worth Diocese. We have around 50 members, and again, with this beautiful wide audience, we are open to membership, so I wanted to give that plug. And if you'd like to hear a few little numbers, I'm happy to quote some numbers off from our impact report from last year.
Yeah, that'd be a good opportunity to do it. And I'm jotting down notes as you speak. 5,000 members, 44 chapters. I am very curious about Mary Virginia Merrick. And you said she lived, mm-hmm. she was from D.C. in the late 1800s. But yeah, go ahead and give us some of those other numbers, and then we'll come back to her, because I'd love to hear more about her story.
Okay. This is just for our particular chapter. So we served 2,838 children in 2025. We distributed 1,770 books. We distributed 7,375 diapers. And those diapers are included in our 295 layettes that we gave. If you don't mind, I want to give a little shout out to some of our partner agencies, because I think it helps the audience, see where we're giving and where we're partnering.
Oh, yeah, please.
We do work with Louisville Independent School District, Denton Independent School District, St. Rita's, St. Vincent de Paul Conference of St. Philip Catholic Church, Book Drive for Kids, Loretta House in both Denton and Flower Mound, Angel Heart Kids, which is based, I believe, Arlington, North Richland Hills, Denton County Friends of the Family, Christian Community Action, or better known as CCA, Petey Place, which is a not-for-profit pediatric clinic, John Peter Smith Foundation, Catholic Charities Fort Worth Gabriel Project, and the Colony High School.
All right.
And we're open to growing.
Yeah. More groups could add onto that list. Well, thank you for that. And if you're just joining us, this is the North Texas Interview of the Week here on the Guadalupe Radio Network. I'm Dave Palmer, and we do this twice a week, and they're always recorded, and we play them during the 3 o'clock hour on Saturday. And my guest is the president of the Christ Child Society DFW. Her name is Jamie Horning, and she said that their organization has been around for about 8 years now. Some of the statistics are amazing. Almost 3,000 children served just last year by the Christ Child Society. If you'd like to learn about more about them, go to their website, ChristChildSocietyDFW.org. Also, we are going to, in a moment, transition and talk about an event coming up next Saturday, 1 week from today. It's a first annual skeet shoot polling for kids at North Lake Shooting Sports. There's raffle prizes and, of course, a lot of good skeet shooting going on. And I presume you can still get tickets for that, but Jamie will let us know. So, Jamie, if I may switch over to the background of Mary Virginia Merrick, because you mentioned she lived in the late 1800s, D.C. What else can you tell us about her? Because obviously she is the catalyst for, you know, spawning all these 44 chapters across the country. Must be an amazing woman. Can you tell us a little bit more about her?
Yes, and what I do know about her, and I learn something probably every month, because she is part of the road to canonization, if I'm saying that correctly.
Uh-huh.
She's actually been named a servant of God, and it's an active canonization, campaign. But Mary Virginia Merrick was a young lady. She was between 17 and 18 years old, and she gathered her friends around. And again, she lived in Washington, D.C., and she gathered her friends around, and she said, I'm seeing a lot of poverty. It was Washington, D.C., in the 1880s after the Civil War. And she said, I like to do something. And her friends and her decided to make layette kits. And again, back in the 1880s, they didn't go to Walmart or go online.
Why not?
They made everything.
Yeah.
So they made beautiful layette kits to give to new moms. And so those babies would be started off with, warm, diapers and blankets and bibs and all those nice things for babies to have, and really, I think, basic needs. And then that quickly became very popular in the Washington, D.C. area. She also bought some land. Her parents did die tragically when she was young, and she didn't let that stop her. She also was paralyzed from basically the waist up. She had an accident at 14. So all these things she's doing in a special wheelchair, laying down. And basically getting her sisters and friends involved with, making these layettes and going out and physically kind of serving the folks in need. But in shortly after, I think, 1890s, early 1900s, she bought land because she felt like children in the inner cities were not getting fresh air and weren't getting out and seeing grass and animals and things like that. So she also started kind of a summer program for kids. And then that just developed into all sorts of things, like some of the different kits that I talked about and assemblies that we do here. It's just grown and developed over time. I do have a little fact where we got, so March is where we honor her through founding of Christ Child Society. We got a little factoid here from National that said, Mary Virginia Merrick had a genius for bringing people together. Her friends and their friends became an army of workers. The wives of presidents, including Eleanor Roosevelt and Bess Truman, made donations and wrote about her. She was considered a groundbreaker in a new area of academic study called social work. So her, along with, others, they sort of developed what would be called social work.
Mm.
And so that was very interesting to learn about her.
Yeah. And even as you're talking, my curiosity has gotten the best of me. And I went on my phone and did a search for her as you were talking. If you go to nationalchristchild.org, there's a lot of biographical information, a picture of her. I always like to see a visual and a lot of great information. Nationalchristchild.org is the website. If you want to learn more about the local Fort Worth chapter, the one that Jamie Horning is president of, it's ChristChildSocietyDFW.org, ChristChildSocietyDFW.org. And I promise you, we're going to talk about this skeet shoot, Polling for Kids, which will be a week for today. But before we get to that, Jamie, I'm just curious, and all this is really quite fascinating to me that you all are doing so much great work, and I'm hearing about it for the first time, and I'm so delighted that I am. Well, what, from a personal level, what drew you into this? What is your personal story of why you got involved?
Well, it may be humorous to some and not, but I actually was very blessed to be able to retire early because I knew there was different organizations out like Christ Child Society. It was very difficult to work and try to volunteer, especially in, you know, daytime hours or work hours. So when I did early retire, my lovely sister said, I belong to Christ Child Society. Would you like to come aboard? So I guess I have to credit my sister. but also that that's something that I wanted to do. I just need to find the right organization, you know, that would kind of keep me humble but fulfilled at the same time. And it's been just a wonderful experience for me. So I've been a member about 3 years of this particular chapter.
Okay, well, thank you. You rolled out some of those numbers, and I'm rounding up anyways for these. About approximately 2,800 children served, about 1,800 mm-hmm. books, delivered, nearly 7,500 diapers given out last year alone. How do you find the families or the children or the people that are in need? What is that process?
Well, it's a typical to an interview process, but we have wonderful partner agencies that I listed off. And so we really want to start with a partner agency because they are, most of them are fairly established and they have a similar mission to ours. And so we reached out 4 or 5 years ago to communities and schools, which are, you know, they're located in several areas, but they partner with the Denton ISD, Louisville ISD, and they're all about keeping children in school and high-risk children. So we knew just, you know, getting reaching out and speaking to them. So that's basically how we do it. We have a few, so JPS, I give them credit. They looked at our website and they called us, so that does also happen as well. And we have recently kind of revamped our website to maybe draw in more partner agencies in that way. So that's, you know, we are looking.
for sure. All right, so now let's talk about what's going on next Saturday. Mm-hmm. I love it, the first annual skeet shoot. So you're basically saying, this is the first, but we're going to keep doing this. First annual skeet shoot, Polling for Kids, next Saturday, March 28th at the North Lake Shooting Sports, 13055 Cleveland Gibbs Road in North Lake, Texas. It's going to start off at about 8 o'clock with check-in. There's raffle prizes. And again, the website, ChristChildSocietyDFW.org. So tell us about this. And, you know, there may be some people out there that don't even know what skeet shooting is. why are y'all doing this? And what's going to be going on next Saturday?
All right. No, thank you. We actually have done other fundraisers. Every other year we try to do a major fundraiser. So this is our year. And we've concentrated more on galas and having our members be, you know, key and I guess attending and also volunteering to, you know, work the actual event. So we took a different tack. We wanted to get more out in the community. And one of our members had just kind of run across this. Again, we're always seeking. So we just sought this out. And I just wanted to tell the audience, if you're going to the Speedway, you're not going to be very far from this event. So that is a way to understand kind of where the North Lake shooting sports facility is. But we just thought it was fun. We went and we talked to the owners, which were very gracious, and there's quite a few events they do, fundraising events they do, and we so we said, well, you know, let's try this. So we're excited about it. We're ready for it. And again, registration is open. You did ask. It'll be open till the morning of, but we'd love to know about it beforehand, because we always want to make sure we have plenty of food for everybody.
And how much does it cost to register?
So a one person is $150, and that'll include breakfast, barbecue lunch, trophies if you're one of the winners, and we have other opportunities to contribute if you'd like to. So it's very similar to a golf tournament. Please, if you're just one person, we'll team you up. Well, it'll be a four-person team. So kind of think golf tournament. There's 12 stations, and you'll be able to the electronic pools for the clays, and you'll be able to kind of compete as a skeet shooter.
Okay. So the little skeet gets shot up in the air, and then you try mm-hmm. to shoot it. Right.
Yes,
I've actually done that a few. It's quite a lot of fun. So, all right. Well, great information there. Again, if you want to sign up, you do so quickly so they can get a head count and know how much food to order. ChristChildSocietyDFW.org is where you can find out about the first annual skeet shoot polling for kids Saturday, March 28th. So next Saturday, North Lake Shooting Sports. And you've got some raffle prizes. Do people need to attend to get in on the raffle, or you've got a gun experience, Texas gun experience, worth $925, a Range USA, $400 value, North Lake Shooting Sports, skeet shooting for four, valued at $250, a couple other prizes as well. So can you explain more about that?
I guess the most important thing for the audience is you do not need to be present to win. And again, the raffles will be available up until around, I think, 9:30, 10. That's our run of show. So we do need to cut it off the day of the event. But yes, they'll be available, and you do not need to be present to win. So we also threw in a Rock Creek Golf Club. That's the Red River off of, I believe, Highway 75. Nice facility. So we've got one golf, and the rest of them are, again, with our theme, they're different gun ranges or clay shooting venue.
All right, very good. Jamie Horning, president of the Christ Child Society DFW, just put a .org at the end of that, and you'll get to their website. Mm-hmm. You can find out more about the first annual skeet shoot, which is a week from today, next Saturday, the 28th. And we have just a few minutes remaining, Jamie. Beyond the event next Saturday and beyond, you know, the things that we've talked about, how else can our listeners help you? Do you need volunteers, just regular donations? What else can they do to support your effort?
We always love to entertain new members. So if you're interested, no matter what parish you're in, we'd love to have you go to, again, ChristChildSocietyDFW.org. We've got a little place you can send us a little email. So it's a little icon that says join us. So, you know, it gives us information where we'll readily get back with you. And this is males and females. We don't have a lot of male members, and we love male members. I told one of our member perspectives, I said, if you look at those 1,770 books, we do have to carry those around. So, we'd love some male members to help us out with that.
All right. Very good. And are you, it says, you know, your website is DFW. Are you the entire North Texas region, or is this, I know you're an apostolate of the Fort Worth Diocese. So if somebody's listening and they're in Plano or Dallas or Richardson, I know they can come to the event, but is there a different society in Dallas, or is it all kind of combined?
It is all combined at this point. We have talked with National very, very briefly, so I don't want to say that National's going to do something, but let them know that geographically DFW is not small. But at this time, it's just the membership is more concentrated in Fort Worth. So we'd love Plano. We would love to grow. So please come join us if you think this is right for you.
All right. And if somebody wants to join, are there dues? What's involved in becoming a member? Are there regular meetings or what do y'all do?
So there is the dues are $75 a year. We meet 3 to 4 times a year as we call it a general meeting as a group, especially one is, and generally it's a social kind of meeting with a business meeting. But really our work is, as you can, you know, by the descriptions I've given, is the assemblies are at people's homes. We actually use, and again, a little shout out to St. Nicholas Episcopal Church. We've rented some space there in Flower Mound, and so we use their place for assemblies. We also use people's homes, and then we're in schools. So we don't try to have a lot of sit-down meetings where, you know, we're just talking through business. We really want to be active and doing works and out there in the community.
Very good. Jamie, thanks so much. I really appreciate the information. It's been so educational on my part just to learn what y'all are doing, and I really appreciate you and also, of course, Marifel Davis. She has helped us at the Radio Network volunteering during our Share-a-thon, so thanks. I know she's listening, and she's the marketing chair for this particular event. Next Saturday, the first annual Skeet Shoot Polling for Kids, Saturday, March 28th at the North Lake Shooting Sports, and you can go to that website and get your tickets, $150 individually. And there's a good raffle prizes that you can look into that as well. ChristChildSocietyDFW.org. And also, don't forget, if you want to learn more about Servant of God Mary Virginia Merrick, go to NationalChristChild.org and you can find out more about that. This has been the interview of the week here on the Guadalupe Radio Network. If you have suggestions for future interviews, you can be like Marifel Davis and email me, Dave Palmer at grnonline.com. Jamie, thank you very much. God bless you.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for joining us for this week's KATH 910 AM interview of the week. We hope you've enjoyed this presentation of Catholic news and information pertinent to North Texas Catholics. Please join us again next week at this same time for another KATH 910 AM interview of the week.
Would you like to experience a true renewal of the Spirit on a Harvest Journeys pilgrimage? You can walk in the footsteps of Jesus, Mary, and the saints, pray at the sacred sites of Fatima, Lourdes, Italy, the Holy Land, and beyond, and encounter places where faith has been lived for centuries. Each pilgrimage is centered on reflection, fellowship, and a deeper encounter with God. You can visit harvestjourneys.com to book your...
Thanks for listening to KATH 910 AM Frisco, Dallas, Fort Worth, and North Texas on the Guadalupe Radio Network. Catholic radio for your soul. Heard also at grnonline.com and on your smartphone.
And sinners who come to you for help and grace.